Puck played, Anaheim, open net. Oh, and they fire it wide. 2 seconds, one, and this game, folks, is history. The Ducks have come into American Airlines Center and beat one of the league's best, the Dallas Stars, the final 4-2 for Anaheim.
It's just more fun when you're winning, Steve. I'm ecstatic. I know Orange Country tuning in here tonight is ecstatic. What a big-time win. It was a morale-boosting win for sure. And this Ducks team now goes back-to-back in the win column. That's just huge. It seems like individually more guys coming together, playing well, a better team effort. Yeah, Jackson Lacombe with a beautiful backhand finish to seal the deal. It just seems like the last two games, both on the score sheet, Steve, you and I picked that multiple players, at least between 7 to 10 different players will find the score sheet. That indeed happened. And I tell you what, everyone in that Ducks locker room must be feeling so good right now. It wasn't easy. It was, for the most part, a full 60 effort. Yeah, there was times here, the start to the third, that it wasn't really going their way for multiple different factors. But through and through, the Ducks wanted it more in back-to-back games. And they sealed the deal against a very good Dallas Stars hockey club.
And when was the last time? Maybe last year the Ducks had the number one and number two Stars. And Brett Leason, Cutter Gauthier, another positive sign. They're played tonight. So it's 4-2 Anaheim. One final question before I head up with post-game festivities with Alexis Downey back home. Does this give the team some momentum, you think, going into Chicago now?
Yeah, and look, Frank Vetrano and guys in that category can toss in Trevor Zegras as guys who are finding it a little bit more difficult this year, finding the back of the net. It helps when you have guys like Cutter Gauthier, and I mentioned this not too long ago. He's chipping in the goal-scoring column. You have Brett Leason, who is making things happen left and right. He has yet another big-time game. I thought Ellison played really good. I thought he was solid in the back end and not giving up any opportunities defensively. But like I said, Jackson Lacombe gets on the score sheet. What a big-time goal. This Ducks team relies on a guy like them, as young as he is, to get the job done at that point in time. He gets it done. Cutter with a big-time goal. Look, there's a ton of guys stepping up to the plate, and that's what it's going to take here against Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow.
And we'll have that broadcast for you tomorrow night. So Emerson's up next with Alexis Downey for a little bit. We'll head to Chicago tonight and have that broadcast for you tomorrow night. You know what? Fun, fun night. 4-2 the final. Anaheim defeats Dallas on to the Windy City. And Alexis and Emerson right around the corner after this timeout on Duckstream.
No. Oh my, wait, oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks were the real stars in Dallas tonight, defeating the Dallas Stars 4-2 to kick off their back-to-back on this Monday evening. Emerson Needham is in Dallas for this one. I'm Alexis Downey. We're so happy to have you with us to celebrate another Ducks victory. Emerson, great team effort overall in this game and a lot of contributions up and down the lineup, as you and Steve like to predict there.
Yeehaw, AD out here in Dallas snagging this 2 points. Look, that was so many guys played so well, and just cumulatively, it was just the best performance due to the fact that so many guys showed up. And AD, you know, there's just those games where one line takes over. Maybe your top six take over. But look, at least three out of the four lines. And, you know, the first line had its moments for sure. But for sure, three out of the four lines buzzing consistently. The D pairings looked great. Couple hiccups there. But look, when you have Lukáš Dostál making some big-time saves, when you have guys, the depth scoring, Cutter's found that hot hand. Of course, Brett Leason is just making things happen from a playmaking perspective. And what a pinpoint shot right over the right pad there of DeSmet. I mean, that was a beauty on that two-on-one there. And just so many things went the right way here for the Ducks. And it was so fun to watch this one.
Head coach Greg Cronin told us prior to the last game that the Anaheim Ducks typically have about one, maybe two lines in the green analytically after a game. So, Emerson, I'd be curious to see what lines are in the green after this one.
That's a good point. Yeah, no, it was for sure better. I could tell you that just by eye test, you could see that the Anaheim Ducks, they were more proactive. They wanted the puck more. Look, they were first to a lot of loose pucks there early on in the game. They were finishing their checks, creating even more turnovers. I mentioned about the midway mark there that Trevor Zegras, a big cross check to the back. He went down, got right back up, won that puck battle. So there was just way more fight in this Ducks team and more consistently too. And look, Jackson Lacombe, I mean, the young guns just stepped up and mm-hmm. finished a lot of these nice plays off. So that's just huge. Jackson Lacombe, not only him, but a lot of these other young guys are just, they're going to be counting on. It's a lot of pressure, but just like tonight, they got to get it done like they did.
They seem to shine with the pressure here tonight. Let's get into the highlights from this one. Starting in the first period, it's Olin Zellweger getting the first one, 54 seconds into the first period.
Ilya Labushkin. Ducks fans know that name quite well. A recent member of the Anaheim Ducks dating back to last season. So he makes his way from Toronto, Dallas now, and look, that's a big pickup for this Dallas Stars team.
And here's a goal by Zellweger. After the Ducks win the faceoff, way out near the high slot, Zellweger snapped one. It might have been deflected in front of the net. We'll have to get a close look at the rebound. And I think there's a good chance that Troy Terry got a stick up and it deflected off that. It's either him or Zellweger, and we'll get the official announcement here shortly.
With that goal there, Zellweger became the third Ducks defenseman age 21 or younger to score in consecutive games. Good stuff there, Emerson, on that goal.
Yeah, he's really coming just he is finding that consistency. He's playing within his own game. And look, he just gets better and better. We keep saying it's almost a cliche at this point, but he just – it seems as if he is now taking ownership of the position of being, you know, just that top guy in the back end. I mean, he knows that this Ducks team needs offense out of him. He starts a lot of these plays off, getting in the rush, nice first passes. But the confidence, and it happened just shortly after that goal there, he so eloquently took this near side rim and got a shot off. It was in one motion and he spun around, got the puck to the net. It was so pretty. And look, that extra on ice, him being first on the ice, last off along with Brett Leese, and for both of them, it's doing wonders for their game.
Huge game for Olin Zellweger once again. He's become such a steady presence on the back end for this Anaheim Ducks team. As Emerson just mentioned, Brett Leeson, he would be the next scorer for this Ducks team. 5 minutes, 44 seconds into that first period.
Front of the net for the veteran, Jamie Benn. You better stay close to him throughout the entire game.
How about that series of passing play on their entry? Look, both teams have had their share of knucklers, and here comes Brett Leeson.
And he scores! Brett Leeson! And how about this start? Ducks score a goal early. Get another one from Leeson on a move in to the left of DeSmith. And I would think if you're a Dallas Star fan, you're a little, don't know what to think right now, because Anaheim leads by two and we're not even 6 minutes into the game.
Emerson, we just keep talking about Brett Leeson, and tonight was a career high in points in a game for him. He had 3 points in this one.
Well, and during my intermission interview there with Olin Zellweger, I asked him, I said, you know, you elevated your game just here in this last stretch. How did you do it for all our young listeners out there? He just said hard work, obviously being relentless. And the hard work ties into, I just mentioned it, that extra time. First one on the ice, last one off. We see Mason McTavish as in that group of players that's always doing it. When I played, it was Jakob Silverberg, dumped a bucket of pucks out there and started ripping them for a solid 10, 15 minutes prior to practice starting. Look, it does wonders. And don't be afraid to be that guy, just like these guys are, right? They're taking their game to a whole nother level because they're not afraid to be that guy that's uncomfortable. Sometimes, I don't want to be the kind of goody two-shoes, hop on the ice first, yada, yada. No, they are students of the game, and they're a huge reason why there's been boost in all their respective games is that those extra repetitions, it's been translating, and I just wanted to tie that into the Brett Leeson goal. But it, nice look off right over the far side pad. It was a beauty.
2-0 after the first period in favor of the Anaheim Ducks. Going into the second, it's Cutter Gauthier on the power play in the slot. He gets his second goal in two consecutive games now.
Lauren Zegras, Gauthier made a bid for a goal there, moving in front of the right pad of the Dallas netminder Casey DeSmith in his sixth game this year.
And if you're banking on Cutter scoring a lot more goals, you love seeing that play, a power move, and
no!
What a goal!
Yeah, that a boy! Cutter Gauthier in the slot. One times it by DeSmith. And folks, the Anaheim Ducks have a 3-0 lead in Dallas near the halfway point of the game.
Emerson, that call with Steve, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, no, he's he's legendary. And look, I'm glad that there was more goals later in the game, because I was talking and overlapping on a lot of these. So, look, it's the hockey gods rewarding, patience with me. And I got rewarded when I just let Steve do what he does best, and that's just take over.
It's awesome listening to the two of you together, as always.
Appreciate that.
The Ducks, of course, the Ducks led 3-0 at that point in the game. Tyler Seguin had a huge breakaway in the second period. Two breakaways for Dallas in that period, and Lukáš Dostál in the net came up big.
8:35 left, second period. 3-0 Anaheim. Then outshot 17-15. Ducks have it. Throw it in front. Uh-oh, breakaway for Seguin by himself. In shoots, and it hit the post. No goal. Ducks get a break there.
What a lucky break that is.
It felt like at that point in the game, that's when Dallas started to gain a little bit of momentum, Emerson.
Yeah, and look, that breakaway, it came at a crucial time, and look, it was a play and a time in a game where the hockey gods, once again, they reward a stellar play, Lukáš Dostál. And that was a perfect deceptive move by Seguin. I mean, he dropped the shoulder, quick shot, and goes off the crossbar.
3-0 for the Ducks still. They hung on to that lead through two periods of play, despite Dallas outshooting them in the second, 11-6. We get to the third, and finally the Stars get on the board. It's Isa Lindell. Great passing play by Dallas in that one early in that third period.
And the puck is pushed out to the neutral zone.
Well, typically I'd say it'd be uncharacteristic to see Jamie Benn take a spill, but earlier on, and I don't know if it was the first period where he took another spill like that.
Uh-oh, there's a shot and a goal from just inside the outer edges of the faceoff circle. A snapshot, and the Ducks give up one here in the early moments of the third period. It occurs at 3:31, and the Dallas Stars, I believe it was Bork that got it. We'll check.
Lindell getting that goal, Emerson. Not long after that, they get another one. Matt Duchene, he beats Dostál. It's 3-2 at that point. What did you see from the Ducks in that point in the game?
Well, first off, uncharacteristic. There, I said it. Holy smokes there.
It
took
happens.
Me a couple times, but hey, got it done. Look, the Lindell goal, it was on a great entry. It was a tic-tac-toe play, and look, this Dallas Stars team, they don't stop just humming, and it's shift after shift, and they come in waves, and they frustrated this Dallas Stars team for a lot of this game. It just seemed as if Dallas was not connecting on passes during a certain stretch there, and you could tell that this team is so used to playing with the puck the whole game, so used to connecting on transitions, which they did a lot of the time. But early on in the game, I tell you what, this Ducks team was doing a great job winning battles and keeping the puck off the sticks of the Dallas Stars team.
The Dallas Stars definitely gained that late momentum in the game, but the Anaheim Ducks were able to hold on to this one. And Jackson Lacombe got the final goal of the night for Anaheim. It was a nice backhand goal at the net.
Dallas back to center in a hurry to get this one all evened up. You can sense it. Hints out for Robertson, a drive, and that was blocked before it got to Dostál. Anaheim back. A chance to maybe put one in. Oh, and they shot it wide. Chance for Petr Gauthier, and then the Ducks do score. Off to the side of the net. Wow. Jackson Lacombe puts it in. Boy, you take your eyes off that, you miss it, and that's a big-time recovery for Anaheim.
And that would be it as the Anaheim Ducks, I'm trying to say Stars too, Emerson, take down the Stars in this one, 4-2. I want to ask you, though, I know you were mentioning it to Steve after the broadcast ended, that this game, you know, in particular, and a lot of the games that we've seen scoring-wise, it has been, you know, some of the other players on this team, not necessarily the Zegras, the Vetranos, although he had a nice chance in this one. Is that going to be a concern moving forward, or are we liking the reliability of some of these other players?
Well, look, this is the dots are starting to connect with a lot of these players. And now, that was an unbelievable backhand. It happened so quick. He got that thing from a brilliant feed out of the corner, and it was so quick. It reminded me of Robbie Fabry's goal in tight there, and I'm thinking of what game that was. But it was in tight. He goes forehand, backhand, and shelves it. And I think that if you were either listening to this game or tuning in via the television, like this, some of these finishes should really excite Ducks fans, because it's not like they're all greasy. Greasy goals happen. You need them. I get it. But you're starting to see more just crispy goals. Cutter Gauthier, it was a goal scorer's goal last game, just on the ice 5-hole. I mean, how he ripped that thing quick, just totally fooled the netminder. But also now he's combining it with a great slot play. You find that dead ice where no one is. That's a goal scorer's mindset, and you put it home on just a pinpoint shot. So, you know, all these finishes, they're really starting to come together, and that was just a sweet backhand from Jackson Lacombe.
Really was. Good to see him get on the score sheet once again here. He's been doing well in recent games, back-to-back games, with a point here, 3 in his last 4, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Emerson, now the team goes to Chicago tonight. They take on the Blackhawks tomorrow. Is the momentum that they created in this game and the play that they had, you know, sustainable on a back-to-back?
Well, it has to be. And this Ducks team, they got to think back to last time that their team faced off against the Chicago Blackhawks. And it was a multi-point night for Connor Bedard. He looked as silky as ever. And look, all the pieces were rolling for Chicago, whether it was Seth Jones looking very solid on the back end, providing not only a great defensive play, but on the offensive side of the puck as well. But look, they played lights out. I don't think this Ducks team was expecting it, but they need to have the same start. That was the key here tonight. The way this Ducks team came out in this game, setting the tone, saying that we're going to dictate the play, not allow you that time and space and be straight-legged, be passive. No, they were proactive. They were a lot of the first to lose pucks, as I mentioned earlier, and they need a hot start tomorrow and go from there.
I want to let you know about a text that we also got on the text line before I let you go to get on the plane and head to Chicago. Emerson, it says, what a great game. So excited for this season, especially if they continue to play like tonight. Grateful for Victory Plus showing the games on TV this season. But who do we have to contact to get Steven Emerson to do the TV play-by-plays too? Go Ducks.
No comment. And I'm just going to say thank you so much for the kind words.
That's a nice compliment.
We know, of course, Johnny and Hazy do a great job. I don't know. If I get a celeb shot, if I get a celeb shot, or Steve and I get some kind of a celeb shot there on Victory Plus, we would love to do it. We're men, and we will gladly accept it. But I appreciate the kind words, and we love AD. You and I talk about it even off the air, that everyone who messages and texts us any thoughts, we're truly grateful. Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you so much. Emerson, safe travels to Chicago. We'll see you tomorrow for the pregame show.
Appreciate it, AD. And it's always more fun when you're winning, AD.
There it is. And we didn't talk about the ketchup bottle. So, you know,
we got one of two.
We got one of two today. We got to let you go.
Yes. I could go on and on about the ketchup bottle. I'm glad we're talking about it because it's our good luck charm. And
yes.
Look. That ketchup is pouring out of that bottle. So many guys are now starting to find the back of the net. Okay, I got to catch this jet here.
Yeah, we got to go.
Take
we got
to
let you go. Thanks, Emerson. And when we come back, we'll keep rolling with this post-game show, get to some more of the texts that we have here. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's AnaheimDucks.com/5050-raffle.
Thanks for being back with us for the post-game show, wrapping up this Anaheim Ducks victory 4-2 over the Dallas Stars. Back-to-back wins now, and good teams that the Ducks have beat in the in these two games as well. You go back to that Detroit game on Friday, 6 goals they put up. They put up 4 here tonight. Certainly trending in the right direction, as I know that we talked a lot in the beginning of the season about the lack of goal scoring for this team. So to see these games where the Ducks are putting up 4+ goals is really a good sign for this team. Also, I wanted to mention that the Ducks, with this win here tonight, it was kind of a little bit of a monkey off the back situation going into Dallas and playing at American Airlines Center, as this was the first win in Dallas since March 1st, 2015. So the Stars had an 11-game home win streak, and the Ducks were able to snap that tonight, again playing against each other. So good on that end to finally get past that one, and Ducks get a big win here. And also a Dallas team that has been playing so well at home. There was just so many good things from this game here tonight. Emerson and I chatted about it in the last segment. We went pretty long there, going in depth about everything in this game. A lot of good things to note on where the direction of this team is heading. So now let's get to your thoughts on this game. And if you haven't sent us a message yet and are listening, here's the number in case you want it. 714-940-2950. The first message here, Daniel from Corona. Winning 3 of the last 4 games with 4 very winnable games coming up is exactly what this team needs, and it's something our fans need to see as well, so we can all ride this momentum into December. Ducks have me feeling good tonight. Ducks fly together. Yes, the Ducks, 3 of their last 4. You go back to last week's games. Obviously, I mentioned the Detroit game on Friday. Previous, the only game that they lost last week was that game against Vegas, and that was a close one. 3-2, the final there, and before that, they took down the Columbus Blue Jackets. So kind of looking ahead, Daniel mentioned the next four games coming up. Obviously, going to Chicago tomorrow, like we've talked about, taking on the Blackhawks. After that, you come back home, you take on Buffalo, Seattle, and then Seattle one more time after that, and then only one game after that, and it's the Los Angeles Kings. So good point there when you look ahead to some of the opponents that the Ducks are going to be facing here in the next week and a half or so, and definitely four very winnable games for this team. Obviously, you kind of go into tomorrow, though, knowing that sometimes a back-to-backs, you do see that fatigue, but the good news is that Dallas is in the same time zone as Chicago, so they won't be changing time zones, even though it's going to be probably somewhat of a late night to get into the city tomorrow or tonight. You know, they'll have that time tomorrow, and then it's a later start in Central Time. It's a 7:30 start in Chicago, so I think that they'll get enough rest in the next 24 hours to get them ready to take on the Blackhawks and, of course, Connor Bedard. Next text that we have here, let's see. Hill from Buena Park. Hello, Hill. The Ducks looked really good for the first two periods, then lost the intensity a bit in the third there, but recovered. Leeson looked really good as a scorer and playmaker with 3 points today, and Hellison definitely does not look out of place in the lineup, making simple, effective plays. Fun fact. Oh, I love a fun fact. The only team Tyler Seguin has not scored against is the Ducks. I did not know that. So thank you for that fun fact. That, you know, and we played that breakaway that he had in the second period there. Good save by Lukasz Dostal. So glad that he was able to make that and keep that streak going. But yeah, you know, in talking about the way this team came out, they came out so hot in that first period. It was a great start. They were getting that time zone in, or the good zone time in the Dallas end there early in the game. Just a good jump from the team, getting shots off. And I think what was really on display was their speed. They were using their speed. And going into this season, we knew that the one thing that was going to look different about this Ducks team this season was their speed. And we didn't really see it very much early. So I'm glad that that was on display tonight, especially against this Dallas team. There's something about playing some of the better teams in the NHL. I feel like the Ducks, I know Emerson kind of mentioned this in the pregame show, but the Ducks are always maybe playing some of their best hockey when they're playing tougher competition. So I think that was a good example here tonight. And really, they fed off the last game on Friday. Maybe, you know, they had a practice on Saturday. They traveled on Sunday. So it just all kind of fell into place. And I think that, you know, we've been seeing some good out of, as you mentioned in this text here from Hill, Leeson, the fact that he had 3 points here tonight. He's someone that has just grown his game significantly. I'm very happy that he's back with the Ducks this season. He was signed back in the offseason, so great to see that. Drew Hellison definitely does not look out of place, you know, per this message. You know, he's someone that he had to wait last year for his opportunity. So actually, when I talked to him, when he first got the call up last week, he was so excited to be back, just truly just so grateful for this opportunity. And you can tell he was very energized, ready to go. So I think that's obviously carrying over into the way that he's been carrying himself in his play. Let's see, another message that we have here. Actually, we're going to head over to Twitter on our Duckstream Twitter, because we also do take messages on our Duckstream X account. I should start calling it X, but you guys know what I'm referring to, the old Twitter. Stevie said, love the win, but why can't we play a full 60 minutes when competing against one of the NHL's top teams? That last few minutes when we got complacent with the 3-0 lead was heart-stopping in a bad way. It was. And looking at that third period and the way Dallas was able to get a few on the board before Lacombe's goal, they always say, I mean, you look at that lead and it gets you a little nervous. But You know, I, despite that, I had a good feeling about this game. And the way that Lukáš Dostal looked in this game here tonight, he was outstanding. I mean, he went 34 for 36 in the net. He made some big saves. Obviously, I talked about that breakaway with Seguin, but a lot of other chances tonight for Dallas. Of course, the crossbar was getting in the way for both teams tonight a little bit too. But yeah, it's one of those things where you do want to see the Ducks play a full 60 minutes. And that's something that we have talked about, is just keeping that consistent jump throughout the game. Why is it missing? And I think that tonight it was missing less than some other games. Obviously, Dallas kind of took over quite a bit in the third, but still they were able to hold on, able to get the job done. Defensively, I thought they looked pretty good defensively here tonight. A couple breakdowns and, you know, obviously we saw that with the goals, but overall, I think we're going in the right direction, Stevie. Tonight was definitely improvement. Friday was an improvement. The team is looking more improved, but a point to what Emerson and I talked about, I do want to see scoring from the guys that are always scoring from this team. We got that chance that Frank Vatrano had on the breakaway. You know, it's one of those chances where in the third period, you want to see him get that. It's you kind of think back to when Leo Carlson was having all those chances, wasn't necessarily capitalizing, and then he started to. So I think it's going to be a matter too of getting those top guys back in the on the score sheet a bit more often and more consistent, and then of course keeping the jump in their game and keeping the energy up and all of that. So a lot of different factors, but I think they're trending in the right direction on that end. So we're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this post-game show talking about this Ducks win.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder
Road. The music. The stories. The Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Tired of shouting Freebird at your radio?
'Cause I'm as free as free.
TuneIn has you covered with all the best songs from the golden age of classic rock. Head up north for some Rush prog rock goodness. Hit Detroit Rock City with Kiss's greatest hits. Head down south for more classic Skynyrd songs and so much more. Turn things up to 11 with TuneIn's exclusive classic rock hit station.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
All right, and we're back with a few more messages on our text line. The first one is actually for Emerson, but I can answer it for you. Can you explain what goalie interference is? And if you asked me last year, I might not have the definition for you, considering some of the interference calls that we had with the Anaheim Ducks with goaltender interference. But basically what goaltender interference is when an opposing player makes avoidable contact with the goaltender, whether it's inside or outside the goal crease. So we saw there, actually, I think you're referring to the play where in the third period where Jamie Benn actually fell on top of Lukasz Dostal. He was right at the net front. And it was one of those plays where he got pushed a little bit, but I thought from my angle, you know, he was interfering a bit with Dostal on that play. He was right in front of him, just outside the crease, but right in front of him, kind of an interfering situation with him. Didn't get called. The play ended up being all good. But that is what goalie interference is. And it does seem like it's an ever-shifting description because it's hard to tell sometimes. And I know that it's a little risky to make a challenge on that end for goaltender interference because it seems to go either way. So we haven't had any of those this year, and I hope that we don't have to have any more or any of them this year as well. But another message we have here, Red from Buena Park. Hello, Red. He said, hi, Alexis. The Ducks played with great flow, speed, and pace to their game from start to finish. Cutter Gauthier and Brett Leeson have been unleashed. Ooh, I like that. Dostal put up his wall per usual, and Zellweger looks like an all-star. He is. With the San Diego goals, he was last year. The club's momentum and consistency in play carried over period to period, a full 60 minutes. First time consecutive games this season. Let's make it three tomorrow. You know, it's interesting because from your perspective, Red, full 60 minutes, I tend to kind of agree a bit more with a previous message that maybe it wasn't quite the full 60 minutes. It was a better effort towards that. But I think the Ducks defensively were able to hold up. So we saw them go towards that. But definitely they're one of their better efforts this season overall. First, second period, really strong play. Third period, I think maybe it wasn't necessarily, the more I think about it, I think it wasn't necessarily a lack of the Ducks trying, but I think a bit more of Dallas gaining some momentum. I think that was kind of the shift in the game, and the Ducks kind of had to start playing a bit catch up, and they were chasing the game a little bit in the third period there after Dallas was able to create the momentum in the second period. So in that sense, not necessarily a full 60, but also still kind of a full 60. But either way, good game by the Ducks. They were able to get it done. They didn't give up their lead. That's what matters. One other thing I didn't mention also, I hope Brock McGinn is all right. He was out in the third period and on with a lower body injury after he left the game in the second period. It was a tough fall for him into the boards. Looked like maybe left leg kind of buckled down a little bit. For those that were not watching the game, that's kind of what happened. So hopefully he's all good, and we'll get an update on him soon, but did not play in the third period. And obviously that's a loss for this Ducks team because he has definitely been a very consistent presence on the offense for the team this year and just on their forecheck. He's just been overall a hardworking player. In some ways, kind of makes me think back to maybe like a Sam Carrick for this team, but more on the offensive side of things, obviously this season with how Brock has been able to produce. So hoping for the best for him, but overall a great game by the Anaheim Ducks, controlling the play, dictating the play, using their speed, came out flying also really well in the neutral zone. They weren't giving Dallas too much space when they had their chances. And that kind of helped in their transition play, although we did see that shift a bit more late second into the third. But overall, I think that Ducks fans can be happy with this win here tonight against a very good Dallas Stars team. So as I mentioned, tomorrow, The team goes to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. It's going to be a 5:30 Pacific time start, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 5 o'clock, and it'll be a little bit earlier, I guess, on that end, but hopefully the Ducks are able to keep this rolling into tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes. So if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of Ducks and Stars here tonight, you can after the break. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and thank you so much for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Sun comes up.
Beat Scarf. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn, your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I didn't
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream.